So we've had another big week on the Valley. Jax is back now. So we've seen him on a video call. He is harassing Brittany. And I have a real problem with this. I don't think we need him. And I'm concerned with how long Bravo are going to let this behavior continue, because we've seen Brandy get kicked off of Ultimate Girls Trip. And that was never to be screened because of what happened there. And we watch this narcissistic, awful pig do this every week to his ex-wife and treat people awfully. And she's mentioned, like, he's quite violent, he's got anger issues, and they keep him on the show. How long is he going to be kept around for?
Yeah, I don't understand why they're keeping him on. It is so obvious that he is controlling and manipulating people. He's spying on his wife, soon-to-be ex-wife, seeing production get involved, like production actually jumping in and showing Brittany what messages he was sending in that moment. It's quite scary. This morning he has gone on stories and just put some text in a story to say that he's taking a step back for his mental health and that this page will be monitored and managed by his team. So I just
don't understand why up to him. I feel at this point it's time for Bravo to step in and say, we don't need him.
Yeah.
He's not well. It's not good for him to have to be in this performance, in this spotlight as well. He's obviously got some issues, but it's awful that he's continued to get this, I don't know, to showcase himself and how he's doing. I just don't know. I think it needs to be taken out of his hands.
It made me really angry when he was saying that it was all Brittany's fault for not leaving him earlier, and it was Brittany's fault for allowing him to behave the way he was behaving. When I heard that come out of his mouth, I was horrified. Like, he was victim blaming Brittany.
But these are the actions of someone who's an addict. They're the actions of someone who is mentally unstable, and that's where I think on other shows below deck, these people are removed.
Yep.
Just don't think we need him. The video call check-ins, we don't need it. The show is doing really well without him. In saying that, I cannot stand Janet. And I used to really like Jason, but he's annoying me because obviously he's her husband, so he's sort of sticking with her. The Jasmine and Janet fight thing, I don't care. And there is too much time, screen time for, well, Lala didn't really do much this week. She was on there.
I didn't recognize she was there with her glasses on. I was like, is that Lala? Like, she contributed nothing.
No, she did nothing. She just was in the background. But then Sheena is on there talking to us about hemorrhoids and the size of Brock's penis. That's information that I don't need to know. They're not even part of this show. It's fine.
Yeah, it's unnecessary. This was a really boring episode. I did not enjoy it at all. We were missing other characters as well. Like, we were missing the Jesse and Michelle element. There wasn't really much going on with Luke. And, you know, I like to see Luke and Kristen. Like, that partnership is really good. It's really entertaining. I just don't understand why they feel the need to drag these Vanderpump Rules people in and continue to platform Jax. Let the Valley live its own life and give the people what they want. I do not want to see a controlling, manipulative man on TV getting away with it. As you said, put him on below deck and he would have been kicked off that boat in 24 hours. No captain would have allowed that behavior towards any woman. So why is Bravo allowing this to happen on the Valley? Makes sense.
Like, Brandy, if it was a female, Kenya was kicked off. She showed a photo. Inappropriate, I understand. She's gone. Removed from everything. Yep. Emerald has been mainly edited out from Summer House. He hasn't really done, everyone was consenting adults there. So I'm like, you've got double standard here that we're letting Jax just go on, and I don't like it. But they kind of did a similar thing with Ramona. She was very toxic for a long time, very entertaining, but saying very inappropriate things. They sort of let her go. Okay. It's not entertainment to me to watch that sort of thing, because that's really serious and I don't find it It's not funny. It's not lighthearted. It's not drama that you can sort of go, oh, this is fun to watch. It's icky to watch. And I feel awful for Brittany. But yeah, there is too much Sheena. I don't understand why the last couple of episodes we keep focusing on her. And the show, we've seen it perform last season without them. We don't need them. And like, there was no Zach.
His funny one. There was, but there wasn't funny one-liners. It was all that relationship between him and Brittany. It's just, it's going down a strange path. It started off really well, and I hope that it picks up for the rest of the season. Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.